Consumer Focus on Talk Radio 702 and 567 Cape Talk with Rudy Clappy.
So Moody's Investors Service, which has already cut our credit rating by one notch, issued a warning recently which focused on growth in unsecured lending. Moody's noted that unsecured lending in South African consumer credit market has shown a dramatic, listen to this and fasten your seatbelt, 389% from a total of 40.9 billion in December 2007, that's just 5.5 years ago, to a total of 159.3 billion rand in December 2012. Johan Scholtz is a Bankfin analyst for Afri Focus Securities, and he joins us on the line. Good morning to you, Johan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Rudy.
Thank you very much. Am I right to be shocked or having a heart attack at this dramatic increase, or is this normal? How do you get a 389% increase in a matter of 6 years?
Yes, the growth in unsecured credit has been quite rapid, really. You know, I think maybe just to put it in context, it's still a relatively smaller portion of total outstanding credit in South Africa. If I'm not mistaken, it's around about the 10% level of total outstanding credit in South Africa. But I think one needs to understand the background a bit as well that has driven this this growth that we've seen in the unsecured credit classes. And it's a function of there's a new banking regulations that came out called Basel III, which organizes the capital levels that banks need to maintain against their loans. And it has made it less profitable for banks to remain engaged in your more traditional lending classes, like, for instance, mortgage lending. And especially, you know, in the past, a lot of consumers gained access to credit by lending against the equity built up in their property. The banks have pulled back on that lending class and started to migrate towards the unsecured asset classes, because the unsecured asset classes are more profitable for them. And then secondly, you know, also the change that we saw in 2007 from the old Usury Act to the National Credit Act has also allowed for banks to increase, first of all, the term under which they grant unsecured credit, and then secondly, the amount in terms of the full amount that they can grant under unsecured asset classes.
Perhaps